Time to enter the Magic Kingdom.
Denise, would you kindly clear the wheels?
Okay, here we go. On three. One, two.
Tweets and texts, faces and books. Tweets and texts and faces and books.
Seems like it's more about FM and color TV.
In such an age as this, is there any room left for something as simple as
radio?
We believe there is.
Touchdown, Bieber! He's got a chance to go! 20, 15, 10, 5! Touchdown, Bieber! Back in the end zone! Caught! Touchdown, Beavers!
The Joe Bieber Show is on the air with Mike Parker and John Warren. Two men on a mission to prove
that AM radio is a viable and modern source for news and entertainment.
So gather the whole family.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you don't have one, fret not.
I'll have the management send you up a radio.
Be a part of the triumphant return of amplitude modulation.
This is the big one, boys. This is the one that brings us back. Soon, AM radio will reign king once more.
It's the Joe Bieber Show on the home of the Beavers.
Cool beats, beats. Kill me!
1240 Joe Radio.
Dan Siegel, Knights team president, saying a couple of good-looking bald guys, and I'm looking around wondering who you're talking about. Because
well, you and I, Mike, okay, you thanks, got a better tan, so I'll say you're the better-looking
bald
guy.
Hey, you have some time to work on it today. A gorgeous day, as I said
finally.
At the beginning of the show, the weather reminded me of Corvallis Knights baseball, because the great thing about the ballpark and the summer, and the fifth summer of Knights baseball coming up, the ballpark is in use in the most beautiful days of the year, and another big year coming.
Oh, yeah. Well, we all know the best weather in the country during, say, July, August, September is in the Pacific Northwest, so we're fortunate timing-wise on when we play out there, and the weather generally is really nice. So,
Dan, thanks for having us down today. The Joe Bieber
down.
Show. It's Corvallis Knights Day here on the show. We're going to be here until
like
2 o'clock. Leslie Mack will be joining us a little bit later, and I want to talk to you about how Leslie ends up working as an intern for you. We'll talk about that in a minute. And we're going to be here until 2 o'clock, and we have a hopper out for prizes, a Mariner, San Diego Padres tickets we'll be drawing for later today, a free car wash, a certificate for a free haircut from Brickwalls Barbershop, a salon for men in downtown Albany, plus all of your great new Nike merchandise, season tickets on sale. If fans buy a ticket today, they'll get 25% off all Knights Nike merchandise, plus a free Knights cap. And if you just take time to sign up for the Knights newsletter, you'll get 10% off all Nike merchandise. And we have raffle tickets inside here, 4th and Madison, and Willie. The great hot dogs from Willie's New York Style Hot Dogs. If you come in, we'll give you a raffle ticket that you can take back out to Willie on the sidewalk out in front here at 4th and Madison, downtown Corvallis, in front of the Madison Plaza. And Willie, well, those are great hot dogs.
They're pretty darn good. He's pretty good to us, I'll tell you that.
So Willie is going to take care of your lunch needs here today as we come to you from the Corvallis Knights Worldwide Headquarters, 4th and Madison. Bill Earthquake Enyard a little bit later in the show at 1:30. Dan, I'm so impressed by the guests that you lined up for us today, and Tommy Hansen and Brent Morrell. First of all, major leaguers, that speaks enough to their talent level and so on, but also guys that just seem grassroots, real guys who really appreciate where they've come from.
Yeah, they're genuine guys. Their makeup is off the charts, and I mean, it's not anything new. When they played with us, they were fine young gentlemen, you know, younger, but growing, and they had a great understanding of what it took to get better, and that's hard work and, you know, putting thought to your practice and lots of preparation. And those two kids were driven. You know, I remember here even in Corvallis when Brent was here, just talking to the other kids on the team. Watch Brent Morrell play the game. He plays it right, and watch him run a hard 60 or a hard 90. I mean, that kid. I mean, just I get goosebumps watching him play the game the right way. And Tommy, same thing, work ethic off the charts, command of four pitches, a student of the game, making adjustments, focused. Both those young men weren't distracted, you know. But just good kids, and we've stayed in touch over the years, and they're just it's just tickled when a kid has an opportunity, but when they're such great people, it even makes it more sweet. But yeah, no, it's awesome to have them, and I thought Tommy would be a great start to this show because, in a way, he envisioned what it was going to take for us to take the next step and grow as an organization, and that was move and get some fans, as Tommy said. You know, so that's happened. Yeah. We have a great home, and the attendance grows year to year.
And the fifth summer of Knights baseball coming up here this summer. The home opener is June 7th. The season actually will get started on the road at Walla Walla on June 3rd with a home opener June 7th. And we've had Brooks on recently, Brooks Hatch, your first-year public relations director. And we can hit again on some of the promotions coming up here. Dan Siegel, Knights team president, joining us. But when we talked to Tommy Hansen last hour, it's amazing that you've maintained, too, the records of all anybody that's ever played for you.
Yeah.
You have the questionnaire. How would you make the Knights program better? I would try to move the team and try to get more fans, but other than that, it's great. We threw that back out at Tommy today, and he remembered saying that, and here it's come to pass. Tell me a little bit. Let's revisit, Dan, the history of the move here.
Sure.
In the short version, how did it happen?
Well, I mean, I think that we recognized if we were going to grow or even exist that we had to offer the student-athletes something more than just a schedule and good coaching. You know, we had to give them the whole package. These players are very mobile now for summer college baseball, and they want the pro experience. So to deliver the pro experience, you got to have fans in the stands. You got to have that the member community embracing the student athletes, and it just elevates the experience. And that's how you keep getting those student athletes, and that's how we are able to continue to develop these young players. But if you don't have that element, How long are you going to be in business? So that's how it came about, and, you know, we've been close with Coach Casey's program for a long time, so it seemed natural. You know, I remember it vividly in the year 2006, making that phone call to Pat and just asking, would this be something possible? Not, you know, thinking, geez, how's this going to happen, you know? And he said, no, this sounds great. Sounds like a great idea. Like you said, Mike, the park was sat vacant during the summertime. And just one thing led to the next, and we're down here,
yeah.
You know, and we're a member of the community. We're strong partners with the baseball program. We do a lot of things together, you know, on many levels.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a wonderful marriage. I mean, you know, I pinch myself thinking, geez, that playing in a double-A type park, in a great community, and partnering with just a family like the Beavers are under Coach Casey and Coach Lees and Coach Yeski and Coach Bailey and Coach Northcutt. I mean, how lucky are we? You know, and even yourself, Mike, you know, you're part of the family.
Thank you.
And we really enjoy that, and we just feel part of it, and we feel fortunate, and I think we all make each other better, and just there's lots of opportunities in the future as we grow, and this is a big year for us, fifth year. We're going for it, you know. We want to ramp it up. So it's even more exciting. You know, we've got that All-Star game coming. We've got the Oregon High School Baseball All-Star Series coming to town. We've got the chicken of all things, the world-famous chickens, all kinds of promotions. It's our most robust promotional schedule we've ever had. But, you know, we're really putting the things in place. We've got an infrastructure now. We've got great staff led by Bree Kirkfleet, our assistant GM, who's doing a wonderful job.
Hey, Bree.
Sitting
right here.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Prospect, I'll call her. She's just, you know, she's going to be running this club one day. We've got Brooks Hatch, who was a wonderful sports writer at the Gazette Times, and a great baseball man, great baseball writer. He's doing a wonderful job. His job is to propagandize. So he's fitting in very well. And then Jamie Van Fleet's just intelligent young lady, hard worker. She's managing our tickets and director of our player housing, and she fits in wonderfully, and they just work very well as a team, and it's great to have stars. We've got some stars.
Yeah, and all of the people you mentioned, but also we're going to visit with Leslie Mack, the Pac-10 Gymnast of the Year, before the show is over today. But tell me about Leslie's involvement
with
you
guys. Well, part of that infrastructure, speaking of staffing up and – and positioning yourself for growth, you've got to have good employees, which we do in place. But, you know, in minor league baseball, you really need to leverage interns to get the job done. And we've done an okay job at that. We did, you know, you could say a good job at that, but we had an opportunity to get better and start a relationship, a formal relationship with the university. And we did that with the College of Business and Professor Colleen B. And we're getting all our interns exclusively from the College of Business. And these are serious students, Mike. I mean, they take this seriously. And Leslie's one of those. She's a very bright young lady. She's much more than just a gymnast. She's the whole package, and she's got a bright future ahead of her. And she's one of those five select College of Business interns. And we went through the whole qualification process, and we feel like we have the cream of the crop, Mike, and they're doing a great job in the winter, in the spring, and we'll carry that on into the summer. So I'm really pleased with that. So it's great, again, to partner with Oregon State on even a different level than just athletics.
Yeah, no, that is great, and we'll visit with Leslie here in a few minutes. In fact, before Bill Earthquake Enyart joins us at about 1:30 to talk about being elected to the National Football Foundation College Football Hall of Fame. There will be some sort of a ceremony in South Bend later in the summer, he tells me. Yesterday was simply the day that Earthquake Enyart was notified. But the thing that, in talking about Bill, and we'll talk to him a little bit later, and this is outside, in a sense, of the sphere of what we've been talking about all day today in Corvallis Knights baseball, yet I know you'll appreciate Bill, who lives in Bend and works, has another year to go. He's a state worker, has another year to go. But the first thing he wanted to talk to me about when I said, hey, congratulations on being, you know, the second Beaver ever to the College Football Hall of Fame following Terry Baker, he says, oh, thanks. Hey, how about that baseball team? Is it going to get the, you know, are they going to win the league? Are they going to go to Omaha again? I mean, all Bill, as soon as we started talking, wanted to talk Beaver baseball. Nice. So I think that for you, you know, you talk about the marriage. I think it's also been pretty good timing, don't you think, to come down in 07.
Yeah. Riding the wave. Yeah. We rode the wave a little, and we're just totally pumped about this year's Beaver team. I mean, it's exciting to see them have the success they have, especially when they weren't predicted to be on the top half of the Pac-10. But, you know, great team chemistry, great leadership from the coaches and players, and here you go. Great pitching, great defense, and just it's a lot of fun. I hope they go all the way. You know, we want them to get to Omaha because it's exciting because we're baseball people and we want the best for our partners. And we're fans, too, in a way, you know. So, and I think it's good, again, for the community because it gets people reconnected with baseball. If any time people can be connected with baseball, it benefits everybody involved in baseball.
The Corvallis Knights team president, Dan Siegel, joining us. We're going to take a break here in a moment and then visit with Leslie Mack, who will be part of the staff this summer for the fifth summer. Dan, before we let you go, you mentioned the promotions. You've got the famous chicken, the San Diego chicken, coming in. If people haven't seen his act, it's a brilliant act. I mean, it really is one of the best ever. Give me some of the other highlights on the promotional calendar.
You know, well, for one, on Thursday nights, Block 15 Thursday, a lot of fun. $2 beers from Block 15. We have a bunch of dollar hot dog nights. We have the Superstars coming to town on July 22nd. That West Coast League All-Star game is going to be a lot of fun. That's on July 26th, and that's we have fireworks following that. We have fireworks on July 3rd.
OSU Federal Credit OSU Union with the fireworks night.
And Cowbell night, July 1st.
And then Miser Monday, all Mondays was Emmons Meat Market Miser Monday on July 11th.
You can get a coupon over at Emmons Meat Market for that. And then we got this one night here I just noticed here, Mike. July 13th, Mike Parker Night, presented by Papa's Pizza. That ought to be a good time. So I'm sure the fans out there will want to attend that. But, and then June 17th, Big League Chew and Trading Card Night. Great for the kids. That's also Little League Night. But there's a jam-packed promotional schedule. I just encourage fans to check CorvallisKnights.com to see what's going on because there's lots going on. But we appreciate you guys being here today. And
well, thanks for opening
your
doors,
Mike.
Thank you.
And look forward to having Leslie Mack on here
a
bit.
Dan, thanks for hooking us up with Tommy Hansen and Brent Morrell.
Yeah,
that's an all-star lineup right there.
Yeah.
And thank you, Dan, for taking time.
And my brother says that Tommy's going to be on the National League All-Star Game. He's going out on a limb.
Huh? He's off. The way he's pitching right now, he's got a good look at it, and maybe Darwin Barney will join.
Yeah, that'll be sweet.
Thanks a lot,
awesome.
Dan.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike.
Dan Siegel, Knights team president, joining us here on the Joe Beaver Show. We will take a break. Still to come, Leslie Mack will join us. Bill Earthquake Enyart at 1:30, 1:35-ish, right around in there. It'll be a thrill to tell. We've got a star-studded lineup today, to be sure. Earthquake Enyart a little bit later in the show. The show originating today from the Corvallis Knights Worldwide Headquarters, 4th and Madison, downtown Corvallis. You can buy a season ticket today for Corvallis Knights baseball and get 25% off all Knights Nike merchandise and a free Knights cap. And come by into the office here at 4th and Madison, the Knights office, and get yourself a ticket good to redeem from Willie's New York style hot dogs on the sidewalk on this beautiful day in Corvallis. We have Mariner tickets, a certificate for a free haircut from Brickwall's Barbershop, and other prizes to give away out of the hopper. And some free samples from Noah's Bagels. Noah's providing the bagels and the phone line that we're using today. Our thanks to them and to all of you. We'll take a break from the Corvallis Knights headquarters, 4th and Madison, downtown Corvallis, back after this on 1240 Joe Radio.